I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The Supreme Court of Georgia has issued a stay of execution for Ray Jefferson Cromartie, who was scheduled to be put to death later this afternoon for a 1994 murder in Thomas County. At issue is whether the pending execution order is void since it was filed by the trial court while the Supreme Court had jurisdiction over the case. Briefs from both the state and Cromartie's defense attorneys are due at the Supreme Court by this coming Monday morning. And DeKalb County officials say a plane has crashed into a building near I-85 and Claremont Road, which is near an apartment complex. DeKalb County Fire Captain Dion Bentley told GPB News that there were two people on board when the aircraft hit a building at 2421 Peachwood Circle. Both died in the crash. An FAA spokesperson says the Piper PA-28 took off from DeKalb Peachtree Airport at 10:45 this morning. There's no word yet about injuries on the ground. The Army Corps of Engineers has made their recommendation on how to replace an Augusta Dam with something that will benefit an endangered fish. As GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, the plan is not likely to happen without a fight.
The Army Corps wants to replace the Savannah Bluff Lock and Dam with a pair of river-width weirs that would allow the endangered short-nosed sturgeon to reach spawning grounds it hasn't used since 1937. That's required as part of the deepening of the harbor in Savannah. The weirs could drop the water above the bluff by as much as 2 feet. Waterfront property owners don't like that. But Savannah Riverkeeper Tanya Bonitatibus says there's still time to compromise around the Corps' recommendation.
That means real meaningful negotiations to ensure that there's something that we all can live with. If not, then at least the fish are going to win.
The next public hearing on the lock and dam is on the 13th of November. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Salvage teams are using 6,000 tons of rocks to stabilize the Golden Ray, the cargo ship that capsized off St. Simon's Island in early September. The rocks will be placed along the hull of the ship in order to slow erosion beneath it caused by the rise and fall of the tides. Truckloads of rocks are being transported from quarries around the state and laid around the ship using barges. The ship will eventually be cut apart and hauled away in pieces since it cannot be safely uprighted intact. A federal judge has blocked Butts County Sheriff Gary Long from posting signs in front of the homes of three registered sex offenders, warning people not to trick-or-treat there. Judge Mark Treadwell in Macon ruled Tuesday that the sex offenders were likely to win their argument that the signs violate free speech rights by forcing them to accept the sheriff's message that their homes were unsafe for children by forbidding them to remove the signs or put up a competing message. The first African-American to be elected to Georgia's state Senate since Reconstruction will lie in state in the rotunda of the state capitol Thursday. State Senator Leroy Johnson died last week at the age of 91. Flags at the state capitol will fly at half-staff tomorrow, and flags across the state will be flown at half-staff on Friday, the day of Johnson's funeral. Well, during meetings in Atlanta yesterday, the National Collegiate Athletic Association voted to create a pathway that will allow student-athletes to financially benefit while still in college. GPB's Robert Jemerson reports.
The NCAA, which represents around 450,000 college athletes, reversed their stance that prohibits players from cashing in on their own name, image, or likeness. It also reaffirms that student athletes are not employees of the university. The board says each division will decide how best to implement the proposed changes. Tuesday's decision comes a month after California passed a law that would make it illegal for colleges to penalize student athletes for accepting money. A Georgia lawmaker is also putting forth similar legislation to be considered next year. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jemison in Atlanta.
Atlanta will host the Final Four of the March Madness basketball tournament in April. And in other sports news, Atlanta United is just one win away from a second straight trip to the MLS Cup. Defending champions face Toronto FC in the Eastern Conference Finals tonight at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. If Atlanta advances, they'll host Western Conference champion Seattle in the MLS Cup championship game next week. Kickoff for tonight's match is set for 8 o'clock. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.